Hello, and welcome to the Millennial Show on Incandescent Radio, a monthly podcast that shines light on what 20-something-year-olds think, feel, and dream about. I'm your host, Yura Lee. I am a 21-year-old Korean-American who grew up in Northern Virginia, lived in Europe and Asia, and climbed the Himalayas in Nepal. I am now a senior at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond, Virginia. On the show, I plan to stir up some food for thought, so be sure to send me an email with any feedback and suggestions. In this month's podcast, I'll be discussing the topic of being under pressure. How can we be mindful when our minds seem completely full? Why are we putting so much pressure on ourselves? Don't we have enough pressure from federal ties and growing pains from trying to be an adult? In this show, I interviewed a few individuals that I personally look up to, a few friends, a professor, and my mom. My eyes and ears are open, and I hope that yours are too, for the millennials of my generation have a lot to say. Welcome to the Millennial Show on Incandescent Radio. So following my last column on the worthiness of student debt, those of us who are obtaining a degree understand how important it is to spend these last few years of freedom preparing ourselves for the real world. On the other hand, those of us who are hanging by a noose tied by the federal government feel much harsher pressures than just student debt. Some of us millennials are simply facing the anxieties of growing up. More importantly, these weights of stress are provoked by and carried by no one other than our own selves. Us 20-something-year-olds grew up in a high-tech world where we find it easy to text and have a face-to-face conversation at the same time. Yet we lack the ability to find balance. Moderation is key, especially when trying to effortlessly yet painfully live a versatile lifestyle. So I asked a couple friends to show some insight on their paths to graduation. First off is a close friend, Alberto Francis. So tell me, where are you now in your university career?
Well, I'm actually the president of Gamma Iota Sigma at VCU. That's a risk management, insurance, and actuarial science fraternity on campus. And so I'm pretty involved with that.
And what influenced you to become the president of the Gamma Iota Sigma chapter here at VCU?
Well, when I first joined in spring of 2013, I knew that to be able to get as much out of the organization as I could, I'd have to be active and you know, put in work. So I started out as being the co-vice president then, after going to a few meetings and seeing what it was all about. And then naturally that led me down the path of pursuing the position of president. And it's just a really good way of, you know, I never saw myself when I first started college being in the position I am now as president of this organization, but it's a really good way of getting your name out there and meeting professionals that are already in the industry and opening doors down the road of me starting my career.
So how have you benefited from this opportunity?
It definitely gave me a huge push in the right direction. You know, I didn't know what I wanted to do when I was a sophomore. Now I'm set on the route that I want to take, and I got an internship out of it that has actually led to a full-time job. So I accepted this job in November, and I don't graduate until May. So, I mean, that's really the whole goal of college, right? To come out with a job, and I feel like I accomplished that.
Okay, now that you have a job already set after graduation, do you feel any pressure at all?
Well, there's just a different type of pressure. Now that being a part of this organization kind of put me in a position to be able to get that job, but now that I'm president, you know, I can't just let go and be hands off. I still have to stay involved and do stuff to keep the organization going, like finding speakers and like I said, we do competitions. So I'm busy preparing for a case study that we'll be presenting in New Orleans in April. So even though I have a job, I'm still very busy.
And where do you feel like this pressure comes from?
That's a good question. I'd say, personally, expectations that have been put on me from family members who have always been pushing me to do my best, you know, take honors classes in high school and and get involved in anything I could, whether it's high school or during my college career. And they really expect me to do well. So through that, I feel like I need to perform and kind of live up to my family's name, you know, carry the torch.
So how do you personally cope with the pressures?
I'm really big on having a work-life balance. I don't have a job per se, but being president of this organization is pretty much a full-time job for me. It's very time-consuming, and all while being a student, it's easy to get lost in the craziness of all that's going on. So I think it's really important to have a hobby or something that you could do aside from all this work to let your mind free and kind of just, you know, it's good to have that balance. I've been skateboarding since I was 12, and I still try to do it every day. And I mean, that's a really good way for me to go out with my friends, skate downtown Richmond or the skate park, and just have a good time, learn new tricks, really, because you're still pushing yourself, but in a different way. It's not really professionally or academically, but it's a different expression.
So maybe some of us will have to pick up skateboarding or even rollerblading. Does anyone do that anymore? Anyways, another close friend and student of international social justice at VCU, Jess Lee, is also set to graduate in May 2015, though she feels a bit uncertain.
When you can't say I'm a student anymore, you better have something else to say.
Nevertheless, as Alberto also mentioned, balance is key. So tell me, Jess, what helps you to balance the pressures of growing up and facing reality?
Yoga, the number one thing it taught me was how to de-stress when you're in an extremely high anxiety like moment. It teaches you how to control your breathing and your stress levels. And if I didn't do yoga, then I would probably be affected by it, like with my health, the stress. But when I was doing yoga in the summer, and it taught me how to breathe, and then I would work at a restaurant, and then when I would be in like this high stress moment, I automatically, without thinking, like started breathing slowly, and then I was fine. Like, it changed me as a person.
Whether you have a job already set up after graduation, or you're facing the pressures of becoming an adult, there's no need to exhaust yourself under a busload of pressure. We may all have our own definitions of success, but we must also learn to not be so harsh on ourselves. I ask mentor and professor Kurt Waters to share with me some wise advice. He says, "Yura, I do hope that all is going well. Yes, you are living in a dream. Too bad there's so much work associated with that dream. But it is a dream nonetheless. Of all the people I know, I too think you are most suited for this adventure you are on. You are a brave soldier, and I know things will get easier and easier with each week. There will always be speed bumps, always, but hopefully they will get smaller. Enjoy every minute and work your hardest." I ask another mentor, best friend, and mother, Billy Kim, to share with us one of her many motherly pep talks.
When you're under so much pressure by everything, you should stop thinking about the problems you have for like just one day, and try to relax and take some quiet time for yourself. Do something for yourself which make you happy and joyful, like go out and take a walk, and I think they make you feel much better.
Moms always seem to know what to say and how to say it. Let's not forget that one can quickly become counterproductive when spreading oneself too thin. If we continue to satiate ourselves of self-pressures, we also begin to lack vigor and room to grow. So, to all you millennials who are simply facing the pressures of becoming an adult, our advice to you is, stay balanced, intake all, but with moderation, and follow your intuition. Only do what makes you happy. I'd like to thank all my special guests on this New Year's show, and thank you for listening to The Millennials on Incandescent Radio. You can find the January article on beincandescent.com. I'm your host, Yura Lee, and I look forward to sharing with you next time.